a pinch off, and today I'm talking choosing your own destiny, having great handwriting without hands, and the importance of laughing at life with Chris Cook. This is Too Dumb to Tame.
Oh, happy National Maple Syrup Day. People are always asking me, like, why can't you ride a zebra, like a horse? And I'm always telling them, it's because they're too dumb to tame.
I'm not gonna lie, but
literally, they're too dumb to tame.
It's that, because they're literally too dumb to tame. Put that in your PB&J.
Welcome to Too Dumb to Tame. I'm still your tigress, Mia Pinchoff. You trying to keep up with everything too dumb to tame? Follow me everywhere on the internets. At Mia Pinchoff and hashtag too dumb to tame. Cool? Cool. You want to come see me perform live? Okay. You can come see me perform live this Friday, the 13th. Woo. It's going to be funny and scary. Double whammy. Be at the Formosa Cafe with the Rebels of Comedy. Okay? For more show deets and updates, you can always go to MiaPinchoff.com and my Facebook fan page. Give it a thumbs up. That way you can just keep up to date. And you know you wanna. And if you're not in LA, well, you can check out my YouTube channels. And if you don't have YouTube, go home, you're drunk! Now let's get started. Alright, ladies and gentlemen. And gentlemen and ladies and anything in between, I am here with motivational speaker, farmer, stand-up comic, the most interesting half-man in the world, Chris Cook! Woo!
Thank you very much.
I need,
everyone,
like, fireworks.
Thank you so much for all the love.
I'm gonna get, like, sparklers or, like, a button that does a music. You felt like we needed a little music. The woo was not everything.
It was, I mean, you captured the...
Because your face didn't
climax,
change at
correct.
All. You were like, was that?
My apologies.
He fell asleep. He was like, this is so fun. I'm sleeping.
It's the sun beating down on me here.
Just getting a tan. Yeah. You guys can check him out at ificam.ca and Instagram ificam.chriscook, which is K-O-C-H. I knew what you were going to do, C-O-O-K. And you're wrong. Twitter, if I can, 79, not 69. I also know what you were thinking. And Facebook, Chris Cook dash if I can. All right? Get on it.
Everybody confused yet?
Yeah.
You should
do
be.
You know, they're like, wait, what do I search? Or just go to ificam.ca and it's all there, you guys. It's what the website's for. But if you're smart and you're on it and you were taking notes, you know the drill. Thanks for being here, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
And we'll just do this for...
For an hour.
An hour.
Yeah. They love that.
Well, I'm Canadian, so I have a propensity to be polite.
Dude.
Yes.
Canada. So you say, what are some of the words that people...
Well, we say sorry a lot.
House.
About.
About. Sorry.
And I guess I get teased about when I say no. Like, no.
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 So. I think it sounds cuter than like, no.
Now.
No.
Now.
I don't know.
No.
I know.
It's more sincere. It's more sincere. It's a polite way of turning somebody down.
No. What's that thing they tell you if you pull up in between in the middle of your eyebrows, it makes you look like sadder?
Really? I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
I don't have arms, so I can't do that. So.
If someone else pulls up on the middle of your eyebrows, you're going to look sadder. And Puss in Boots, the cat goes like,
oh, okay.
And he all looks right. Sad. But that's what your no. I feel like it goes with that face.
No. Okay.
All right. So, yeah, you don't have, well, you have arms, sort of.
Well, yeah, I guess what I have four arms is down to about where your elbow would be on both sides. That's about the only symmetrical part of me.
Well, your face is pretty good.
It is.
Your face is pretty.
My right side droops a
little. Oh, my God. He has half a face. No, your face is. I didn't know that was a thing. My first headshot photographer was like, you have a very symmetrical face to me.
Wow. Then that's scientifically very rare.
Yeah.
Making you a perfect specimen.
I think, yeah.
You and Elizabeth Hurley.
I love her. Where is she? We miss her.
Somewhere in London, I'm sure.
Being perfect, probably. All right. So can you tell us a little bit about you?
About me. I guess start from the beginning.
ASL?
Well, I'm 37. I am male, and my location is somewhere in Studio City.
Get at him.
You
sexy angel.
Anyway,
7 to 9.
So yes, I was born missing arms and legs, or parts of my arms and legs. There's no real known reason as to why I was born like this. And my mom never did anything detrimental to the pregnancy or anything like that. And
you didn't think of that.
You know, well, there was a morning sickness pill in the 50s and 60s called thalidomide, and a lot of people will say, "Oh, were you a thalidomide baby?" And that was like 20 years before my time, so they're insulting me by saying no.
Rude.
But no, it was just one of those things. And you know, honestly, the day I was born, like my mom and dad were, you know, all ultrasounds and stuff like that showed up as, you know, a healthy baby. And I mean, I was born healthy except for the no arms and no legs thing. And actually, when my grandma found out, she basically said that my dad never finished anything he started. So it was one of those things where amazing grandma, very twisted individual. And honestly, she couldn't have started it any better because basically it was going to be, you know, not like, oh my God, what are we going to do? This is horrible. What a tragedy. It was, you know what? It is what it is. We're going to make the best of the situation. And since then, I've always had this, you know, theory. If you can't laugh at life, what can you laugh at?
A fucking men.
Yes.
Dude, I love that. And if I just, everyone, if you can rewind and play that over and over in your head. Because I'm having a feeling where everyone now is so PC and like, no one can be offended and no one can be upset or laugh because it's not funny. It's someone needs to be in their safe space.
Yeah, we've gotten a little too hypersensitive, in my opinion. I mean, yes, you have to respect the boundaries and whatnot of individuals. So, I mean, there's a fine line between bullying and just joking around.
Right.
But for me, when I'm making the jokes, I mean, obviously it's fair game.
Right.
And really when people...
Corner that
when
market.
When I do that... When I'm meeting people for the first time and I'm cracking the jokes and things like that, people realize that, okay, this is just a regular dude doing his thing. He's loving life, having fun, laughing. You know, I don't have to walk on eggshells around him. Like, I have people come into a store, or I'll be in a store and people will come up to me, you know, that work for the store and say, just let us know if we can give you any assistance with anything. Like, and sometimes I like to play around with, like, you were going to say hand. I can't believe you're going to say hand. Like,
wait, I wanted to ask if you ever, because you're such a sweet person, but like, I maybe because I'm just an asshole, I feel like, do you ever sometimes, like, if you can sense that someone's being like, I don't know, uncomfortable or sort of rude, if you like play up?
Yeah, sometimes I'll string them along for a bit.
Like, but they go to shake your arm and you're like, ow, or just like, scare them. Yeah, or like,
I could snap my tongue really loud, and I tell people that my little thumb I have on my arm is a magic button, and then they press the button, and so, yeah, like, ridiculously loud.
Wait, what the fuck?
It's like,
that did not come from your mouth.
It was my tongue. Yeah.
What? Were you born with, like, an extra tongue?
I guess.
do you remember those useless toys? It's not even a toy. They were, like, a little bubble that you put on the, and it were, like,
pops.
Yeah. That's not a game, but I guess who invented that?
Well, it's a cat toy for humans.
Or the Snapple caps. We used to like press them until you like turn them inside out and then pop them.
Ridiculously annoying.
Oh.
Some people, but.
But that's, do you ever do that in like a crowd?
I do that in a crowd when somebody's pressing a button in an elevator. Somebody's plugging something into a wall. I had one lady. She thought her tea was really too hot. I said, yes, absolutely. I like, it's cracking the ceramic. And she was, no, wait. I like, look, see? And she looked up really close, and I snapped my tongue really loud, and
she shit herself.
Pretty much.
Died that day. Yeah. You're a good man. You're doing good work.
Yes, she was a good friend of mine.
Okay, so back to your story. So your grandma, were your parents like, whoa, and your grandma sort of initiated the, like, whatever?
No, mom and dad were pretty, you know, obviously shocked. But
when they did the, what is it called? Sonogram? Is that what it's called?
It's Instagram, obviously.
Instagram. When they did an Instagram on your mom.
1979 Instagram. Sonogram. I can't even think what.
Is it?
Ultrasound. There we go.
Points for Isaac. It didn't. What can you see? Do you see the hole?
Well, no,
you see
like I think the back heart then, it was not barely. As detailed. It was just like a
drawing someone scanned. Yeah, like this is what he looks like. It was like
Crayola crayons. It was just an excuse to put KY jelly on a woman's big belly.
I know. I hate when I'm like, no one's ever. I'd rather never know what's happening than to have that happen. Like, I don't ever need that jelly on my body.
No.
Mm-mm. No, thanks.
To each their own.
Wait, so, because you don't wear prosthetics, obviously.
I used to wear artificial legs, and then I just found getting around on the longboard was way easier, get farther, faster, more efficiently. And honestly, the reaction I get from people, it's a little more badass rolling around on a longboard than legs. Like,
yeah. Pff. Fuck legs. Ooh. Everyone has that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're so, yeah, now exactly. I'm thinking, like, I need to do something, like, cool. Yeah, well,
I mean, especially when I'm speaking at school, I encourage them to keep the legs as long as possible. But.
Sort of whole movement where people are just getting rid of all their limbs.
Yeah, it started an accidental fad.
If I can.
Yeah. Completely missed the boat on that one, guys. Yeah, and then artificial arms, I never liked artificial arms. I just found everything I can do.
Wait, but how do you put on arms without arms?
Well, I mean, they just slide on.
Slide on?
Yeah.
Because I used to try to box. Yeah. And I had lace-up boxing gloves, which were so cool. But once I finished one,
you were, yeah.
Done. I was like, how does one put on the other one?
One-arm boxer.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did lace it up. You know, I had to do, like, mouth and hand.
Yeah. So, no, it wasn't like quite.
Wait, so did you wear them ever, or you wore them for...
I had them. They had me try them when I was first and second grade, and then say, like, this is a waste of time. I don't like them. They're uncomfortable, and so, yeah, I do it the way I do it now, and it works well.
So did you just, like any kid, I guess, you just taught, like, things progressed as things...
Yeah,
like you,
I mean, really being born without arms and legs and being born with arms and legs, as far as I'm concerned, is very similar. You know, you have what you have. You figure out how to do things. When you're a baby, you learn how to grasp things with your hands. Then you learn how to crawl. You learn how to walk. You learn how to run, etc. Same thing. Yeah, I live in a world that is made for people with arms and legs. So, yeah, there's that challenge. But, you know, the physical part was pretty easy to just...
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, because I was like, is it a disability?
I don't think...
I feel like you're PC. Beyond not... You're the most able. Yeah, I know.
I'm definitely able. I'm not disabled.
You're running a marathon. Like, I'm never gonna do that.
No, longboarding a marathon, but yeah.
I mean, I'm never gonna do that.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. But I mean, it's whatever situation you're in is what you make of it. We all have events in our lives. It's how we choose to experience it. So obviously being born without arms and legs was one of my events, and I've chosen to basically make that a moot point and
get on with it.
Ride. Yeah. Well, that's like the line from The Shawshank Redemption. You get busy living, you get busy dying.
So yes. That's
really, the choice is up to you.
Do you find, I wonder, like, people who lose an arm or a leg later in life is...
Yeah. I have the utmost respect for anybody who's lost just an arm. I would rather be born without my arms and legs than have lost just a hand. Because you can look back to the days when you had that arm or when you had arms and legs. And like, oh, I just remember when things were just a hell of a lot easier. There's the whole psychological thing to go get over. Now, this has been my normal my whole life. It's second nature.
I guess it's like sight too, right? Yeah. That would suck to lose.
Yeah.
But I guess being born without it, that's your world.
But, you know, it's the neat thing about the human spirit is the ability to adapt and figure things out. I mean, there's people who have, you know, lost their sight, lost hearing, lost limbs, and have accomplished incredible stuff.
Is there, like, one thing in life that you're like, God damn it, if I just this one thing?
You know, I would love, this is a very Canadian thing, but I would love to have the opportunity to play hockey at a high level. Like, that's, you know, when I have dreams and I have arms and legs, 99 times out of 100,
you're playing.
I'm playing hockey. The other one time, it's I'm just flipping on a light switch that I normally wouldn't be able to reach.
Is this you in a void, like flipping on and off a light switch?
Light goes on, light goes off, light goes on, light goes off. Why? Because I can.
That'd be the strangest fucking dream. Go to a therapist, you're like, every night it's just me in a blank box. White void. And is there one thing that you're like, I am more awesome than everyone?
You know,
something you can do that's like specific to you, probably.
Well, I mean, the practical jokes. I've got that. I've hidden in a podium at a conference.
Wait, just because or like?
Well, no, to get the speaker that was ahead of me, and I didn't want to jump out and scare him as soon as he got up there. So I waited a good 20 minutes in that podium, and then I grabbed him by the knee and went, and. Yeah, I got him good. So that's one of the things.
Do you have siblings?
I have a younger brother, fully assembled. He has arms and legs, which is funny because there's the joke, what do you call a guy without arms and legs in the water? And it's Bob, right? But that's actually my brother's name, is Bob. Not a word of a lie. So my dad didn't think that one through.
Or maybe he did.
I doubt it. That's one that came to him years after.
Are your parents funny?
Actually, my whole family has a pretty
because you're super funny
sense of humor.
Yeah,
and so I mean it was inevitable, I guess, to have a warped sense of humor. I mean, obviously, my grandma started it off, and
yeah. I love your grandma. I don't know her, never did, but I know I love her.
No, she's
that's like my grandma used to. When people were like, you need to drink 8 cups of water a day and hydrate in this many cups and whatever. My grandma was like, fuck it. She's like, your body gets thirsty when it's thirsty. That's why it gets thirsty. Because she drank like nothing.
That's,
I never drink water.
That's an old-fashioned way of thinking.
Yeah, she's like, drink it if you want it. I don't care. Yeah. And she lived to be like 90-something. So, you know? Fuck it. Wait, and so you also grew up working, was the farm like your family farm?
Yeah, my mom's side of the family. They were in agriculture. And then when they got out of it, I worked with close family friends and still do. And so, yeah, I've kind of grown up on or around the farm my whole life. And,
what's your favorite farming thing?
Well, I love operating the equipment.
I grew up in New York City, so I don't even know what a farm is.
Farming thing, yeah.
Like tractor, trucks, it's hose.
They're in movies, rakes. Aren't they? Yeah. They're in movies.
Digging. Animals.
Didn't Christopher McCandless go to a farm and...
Yeah.
Babe. With Vince Vaughn.
Babe. That's
Babe,
the only
yeah.
thing.
That we don't have talking big. Pigs.
Ah, damn it.
No.
Eh.
Sorry.
So it wasn't like a fun farm. Yeah. It was just like a hardworking. Yeah,
I'm the talking pig on our farm. That'll do, Chris. That'll do. I love, you know, running the tractors and combines and stuff like that. That's mostly what I do.
But you can't. Can you drive?
Well, yeah, farm equipment, I can. I can't drive cars legally.
Why?
Well, it's a difference of opinion as from what I feel is safe and allows me to fully capably operate a car and what the government says I need to have. So we're working on that.
Mm.
So I've fixed up a car that I can drive just around home and then hoping to get that. Past.
Well, so, what are the things that need to happen? I guess the gas and the brake, obviously.
Really, all I've done is extended the gas and the brake up to the edge of the seat, and then I just maneuver the steering wheel and everything like that with just the arms that I have. And that's the part that they have issues with, is me just steering the steering wheel with... it'd be like you steering the steering wheel with your elbows.
I mean, that's what I feel like when I drive. I don't think it's any safer for me with hands. Yeah, like I am.
Yeah, I've seen some
just
people
the worst.
Drive with all of their digits and wonder how in the hell they.
I can't even
to.
Change the radio station. I mean, with all my limbs, I'm losing. Yeah. You know, parking, it's a joke. The other day, I had an audition, and I was parking, which I'm terrible at because I learned how to drive here. So 2 years ago, I learned how to drive.
Okay.
So I'm parking. And it wasn't working, and there was, like, definitely enough space for me to park. So I'm, like, inching in and inching back out and in and out. And I finally looked over, and this Chipotle across the street had outdoor seating. And there was just so many people having, like,
crowd.
The time of their lives. And I was like, Absolutely not. And I left the spot. I couldn't get in.
You just jumped out like too dumb to tame. Check it out.
That's true.
Hey, can somebody please park my car?
No, that's how I feel though. Some guy was honking at me because I was trying to park and there's only one lane, so everyone had to wait for me to park before they could keep going. And he was honking nonstop. And I was like, I hear you, babe, and I can't.
I know you
do this. And I've been looking for parking for like 30 minutes, so I'm gonna park here. And I was gonna get out and ask him if he wanted to park it for me.
I would have.
Like, I'm sure you can do this faster, sir, if you'd like to.
Have at her.
Dude, when I first moved here, though, I would spend like an hour just trying to find a place where I could park by myself without people getting upset. And then I lost my car a bunch. Because when you don't drive, you don't realize, or if you do drive, you know where your car is. But I wasn't used to being like, when you park it, you got to remember where you put it.
Yeah. Well, especially if you're parking so far away so you can find a parking spot that you can actually park into.
Exactly. Yeah. I lost it on the WB? Or some lot. There are all these levels of this parking garage. So I finally found a spot, but I didn't realize where in this entire...
The worst part about it is the audition was at Universal Studios.
Yeah. I was like, man, I'm going to be late. I parked. No, and I was using the beeping car key thing.
Okay, yeah.
And it kept beeping on, like, I could hear it echo. I was like, which floor are you on? The security guard was getting a little, he was like, you're just wandering around? I was like, no, my car. It's somewhere. So that's, you know, great.
Did you find it?
Yeah. Okay. I called him, though, because I was like, I honestly can't find my car. I don't know, who am I supposed to ask? Like, does the security guard have, like, surveillance videos I can watch to find out? Like, I honestly can't find it.
Go into the booth and rewind it. Yeah.
There she is. CSI. Yeah. Los Angeles.
It's a good goal, and that's where your car is.
Wait, so when did you move here?
I've been living here on and off, I guess, for the last year and a bit.
Oh.
And, like, I'm here part-time, still back in Canada part-time, and then I'm on the road a lot with work, so I'm very nomadic.
And you do motivational speakings.
I do inspiration talking, yeah.
Ooh.
Motivational speaking.
What would be the opposite of that? I feel like I could do really good, like,
I guess it'd be like IRS.
What's that?
The IRS.
Oh.
It'd be the opposite of...
Like shit talking. Talk.
Okay, shit talking. Okay. Who does that?
You do the inspiring.
Well, I Philly Eagles fans.
What is that?
Well, I don't know.
Baseball? Sports fans in Philly. Football.
Football.
Yeah, football.
The Eagles.
Wait, so do you play... So you longboard?
A longboard. I do. That's my primary mode of transportation.
That's genius.
And, yeah, if I'm on terrain that is not longboardable, I can hop on my one leg that I have on the right side, which would be about the length of, say, about to your knee.
Wait, so one of your legs... is like longer than the other.
That's where the lack of symmetry comes in.
Got it.
Yep.
Oh man. Wait, so can I ask you a stupid question?
I have heard all of them. So
If you come out
with something that I haven't heard before, then this will go down as my favorite radio show ever.
No, don't do that. We're gonna have to take a small break. I'm gonna have to brainstorm.
Like there. No.
No. Does it? Because I'm figuring, like, your feet don't hurt when you jump unless you're jumping on something that hurts.
No, like exactly. It'd be like hopping on your heel.
So you don't, it doesn't, like, hurt your body.
No, it doesn't. And I've heard that one, so.
Oh, fuck it. Forget it. Cut that. Can we cut that one out? I hated that. No, but I was wondering, like, for your spine and your body because you jump more than.
Yeah, honestly, I used to have more back issues when I was wearing my prosthetic legs than I do now.
That's like the running sneakers. They were getting like crazier and crazier with all the bubbles and air and whatnot. And then they were like, actually, barefoot.
Keep it simple.
Just be you.
Yeah, exactly. And I firmly believe that, you know, I was assembled the way I was and it was supposed to make sense for this. And I think the body will take care of it. And I'm not against prosthetic legs, but I just know for me, it definitely... Definitely, when I went away from the prosthetic legs, it was a lot less back issues. And I was also more active, too, doing these fundraisers, climbing the stairs and longboarding and marathons and crap like that.
Can you climb stairs on prosthetic legs? Did it have like a joint, like a knee?
Mine were pretty basic prosthetic legs, but stairs were actually a pain in the ass on my legs. I can get up the stairs a lot easier without my legs than I could with, which is ironic. But yeah, like the CN Tower in Toronto, I climbed it for a fundraiser years back, so I'm a glutton for punishment.
Like you're doing a goddamn marathon.
I am doing a goddamn marathon.
Have you been training?
I have been.
Or are you just going to like wing it?
I'm just...
You're like, I am.
I am going to go straight from 7-Eleven eating a dozen taquitos and a big gulp Mountain Dew straight to the start line. And
that could get you like a mile, and then you just like shit yourself later, and just...
I will be so freaking sick. No, I've been getting in shape as much as I can.
My dad's run like 13 marathons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. My mom used to do marathons.
Really?
And then she started to have some back issues, but she's going to do, I think, my girlfriend, Allie, and my mom, and then kind of my stepsister, whatever you want to call her. Georgie,
whatever you want to call her.
I just call her Georgie. I think the three of them are going to do 10Ks or something like that, so.
Oh, but you're the man. Yeah,
I told them, don't be showing me up. Like, it's my party.
I remember we used to go and, like, watch it, because it was in New York, in Central Park, because you can, like, watch the people running, and we try to catch my dad, but it's so disappointing.
Well, it's a horrible spectator sport. Towards the end,
and it's just, like, everyone's exhausted and sweating and, like, not really running that fast. Like, I was like, oh, it's going to be a race. We're going to go see him, like, woo!
Oh, no, they crawl over the stop line, finish line. Stop line. Crawl over the finish line.
You're like, did I finish? I got to the stop line. Nope.
Wrong course.
Where is the marathon you're doing?
Calgary, the beautiful city of Calgary.
Man.
God's country.
You got to eat a lot. Carbs. Got to eat carbs. That's my fitness training.
Because it's in Calgary?
No, because it's so.
Because it's a marathon. Yeah.
Marathon.
Yeah, no, I'll do a...
Lots of bread. You won't find that here in L.A. Bread.
Yeah, all gluten-free bread.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You know, you got to get the gluten in.
Big old bowl of pasta. Well, we call it pasta.
Pasta?
Pasta.
Pasta. No. Pasta. No, where's the... I'm speaking like a mix of like Australian and like... No, the pasta. We're going to come back to that. Yeah. I'm going to do some work on that. My accent.
What other accents have you got? Show me South African.
Oh my gosh, that's the hardest ever. Dude, Charlize Theron, I didn't know that she was South African. And I saw an interview with her real voice.
Yes.
It's like an alien.
Kind of. Yeah.
So, I mean, exactly. No, but it's, you know, what I imagine.
Alien to what you're used to.
Like her last name.
I look more like an alien than she does, if you really think about it.
Depends what aliens look like.
She sounds more like an alien.
What if all aliens look like her?
Everybody knows that in the, you know, when the aliens eventually take over Earth, they're all going to have a South African accent.
Yeah, for sure. And be tall blondes.
What planet did you come from? Actually, Johannesburg.
I can do Southern, maybe.
Show me
Southern. No. Nice. British, maybe?
Well, that's kind of what you were doing earlier.
Yeah.
German. You said you were German.
Oh, man. A half. No, I can't do German.
Can you do a New York accent?
I don't really know what New York... Because there's, like, Jersey. But then there's, like, my dad's from Brooklyn.
Okay, Brooklyn.
Like, Canarsie. He says chocolate.
Chocolate. There you go.
Chocolate. There but that's also, it. Like, a little Long Island. Like, Long Island. I'm from Long Island. I walk the dog.
See, I don't.
With chocolate. That's it.
Chocolate's bad for dogs.
Yeah, I feed my dog chocolate. Because I don't care. Because it's not a dog. It's a cat. In a dog suit.
That's
I'm going to be a fucking amazing parent. Yes. Chocolate's bad for him, but I do it anyway. Yeah.
We all make our own choices, make our own destiny. If you choose to eat chocolate and it kills you, that's your fault.
Ooh, see? Yeah, responsibility.
Yeah.
If you're going to eat the chocolate, you're going to die. Yeah. How bad you want the chocolate?
Do you
want
to be a helicopter parent or not?
Exactly. No. Wait, what's a helicopter?
That's when they hover over you and do everything for you.
Oh, no.
The opposite of my parents, which they just let me figure stuff out.
I don't think I even could. Like, I can't imagine having kids because I can so barely take care of myself. Like, I couldn't helicopter.
I'm kind
of I'd be like, I need a helicopter. Yeah, how can I helicopter?
Is there, like, a helicopter parenting?
Wait, so your parents just, like, what were there things or, like trouble you had when you were younger? Like, even with other kids, like, bullying you or, like, getting to school or not getting to, you were just...
There was little things to iron out, but there was never any issues with bullying. I grew up in a small town, so everybody knew me. And, you know, I was raised, like, a regular kid. I was just Chris. Because it wasn't, oh, my God, poor Chris. He has no arms, no legs. What are we going to do? It was, I was just Chris, and I did my thing, and, you know, I was born missing my arms and legs, but they didn't treat me as such. And so I never felt like I was disabled or an amputee or whatever. I just figured things out. And they knew early on that if they did everything for me, I wasn't going to learn how to be independent. Yeah. So they kind of took a step back. And, you know, they said it was difficult at times to watch me struggle. But, I mean, that's any kid, though. I mean, you do everything for your kid, they're going to learn how to rely on you. Figure it out on their own. So
yeah, I guess I didn't think about that. That it would be hard to see too sometimes, because it seems like you should really help, especially.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like natural learning. It doesn't matter if the kid had no arms, no legs or not. You know, they'll figure it out. I did.
I'm like in because, like, I wonder, like, your group of friends.
Amazing group of friends.
Because I was thinking, like, when I met you. And you're so upbeat and funny and fun and, like, an awesome human being. But, like, tricked after...
Tricked another one.
Fooled her. Stupid. Too dumb. I was about to say something after the show, like, some complaint I had. And then I was like, God damn it. Like, if you can be this person and probably have to go through so much more, like, I can't. And then I was like, man, is it hard to be your friend?
Is it hard to be my...
Like, I wonder if people are like, I'm about to complain, and then they're like, come on.
I mean,
is it like...
Everybody has the right to complain.
Sort of.
sometimes I'll listen to their complaints, and be like, oh, yeah, it must be tough that, you know, you have carpal tunnel.
Oh, your manicure got messed up. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, poor you.
Oh, you chipped a nail. Wow.
What stubbed your toe. Like? Stupid.
Yeah. Slammed your... finger in the door. You dunce.
Picking up stuff with your hands so heavy.
No, I mean, it's funny. Like, people, like, my friends will complain about the stuff that they complain about because we're all buddies.
Right.
We're all equal. We're all on the level. I find it funny when I meet an absolute stranger on a city bus or something like that. And, you know, they see me and they assume no arms, no legs. Probably has some pretty hard luck story. I'm going to sit down with him and I'm going to share my hard luck story and we're going to have a lot in common. And, you know, I'll listen to them and then when it's my turn, I'll tell them how well things have been going and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's kind of, oh.
You're like, wow, life sucks for you. It doesn't for me so much, but thank you.
And I know I don't do it in a belittling way, but, you know, just... Don't go to that level because that's what a lot of times when people are complaining and stuff like that, they want sympathy and they want to bring you down to that too. And then so then you just sit on the bus and complain about how shitty life is and how difficult it is and how the world's against you. And no, I'm not going to. The situation that you're in, you make it. What you want it to be.
Or you could pretend you also couldn't hear.
Yeah.
So when she finishes your story, you're just like...
No legs and...
I can't hear
and I don't know sign language, so...
Just look off into the distance, can't see either. Sorry. Well, I guess people feel like it's helpful to you to be like, I get it. I'm suffering as well. And you're like,
yeah, no. And then, nope. And then there's the other side of it where people are really impressed by the stuff that I'm doing. And I mean, I love that, especially if I'm doing something that is, you know, physically demanding, but I'll be sitting, eating a burrito and talking on the phone. And this actually happened. Allie and I were at the Santa Monica stairs and, I was eating a burrito and I was on the phone changing my flight. So I'm balancing a burrito in one arm and a phone in the other. And Allie is in front of me and she's doing diamond push-ups. And this guy walks up and he's like, dude, that in itself is a hell of a workout. And both Allie and I think, and there he's talking about her. No, he's talking about me holding my burrito and my phone. And it's like, Allie could do the most impressive anything. Like, she could have
She's standing on one finger upside down. He's like, man, though, that burrito, how you balance it like that while you're on the phone?
She could have a press conference and announce that she has found the cure for cancer. And I could blow
That man in the back.
I could blow my nose, have snot strewn across my face. And people think, oh, how you maneuvered that Kleenex is impressive. Snot across my face. Be like, Allie, you really need to pick up your game. You really need to pick up your game.
That'd be such a funny little film. Just like pans away from her and they're like, everyone, look at the back. Just like blowing your nose. You're like, hey. Just me back here blowing my nose.
Yeah. Chewing on the Kleenex. But I mean, I get people are just trying to be kind. And I don't point these out.
But do you feel like, because your story is inspiring and you're inspiring, so that's great. But sometimes are you like exhausted and you're like, just fucking leave me alone and let me balance these things and eat my burrito.
Let me eat my burrito in peace.
You always have to be like the face of your face.
We don't need to have fireworks while I eat this.
Right. Can I just
delicious
please?
Breakfast burritos like all from the Swingers Diner. I hope I get the next one free. No, I mean, it doesn't really bother me because in the end, people are just trying to be kind. Then that's really all there is to it. So if you tell somebody to piss off, leave me alone, you're shooting them down for just wanting to be kind and nice. And
right, but it's like so much extra. Because not everyone walks around having to be like, yes, this is my body.
Yeah, no.
This is how it works.
It just comes with the territory. I mean,
and you're good person. I'm glad you have a positive.
It could be the other end of the other side of the coin where, you know, I'm having difficulty trying to do something, like trying to get a door open, or, you know, I'm up in Canada and I slipped on the ice and I can't get back up or something like that. And people just ignore me and don't care. And, you know, he's just a regular person.
Yeah.
Well, now all of a sudden I want that attention where, hey, I used to be amazing because I ate a burrito. Now I can't get up off this freaking ice. So, you know, it's like you take the good with the bad. And like I said before, in the end, people are just trying to be kind and generous and encouraging. And I think, too, some people take a look at themselves and think, geez, if I was vaulted in that situation, I don't think I would be able to adapt. And you know what? You would. You would find a way. If you wanted to find a way bad enough, you would. And you have the capability. Everybody has the capability.
Even just today, because I knew you were coming, there were like a few things that just happened that were like small. And I was like, if he can, God damn it, Mia. God damn it.
Well, when I go to schools and then the teachers afterwards, okay, now when you guys are complaining about how you couldn't do your homework, I'm like, oh, these kids are going to hate me.
Yeah, they're going to be like, that guy.
Yes, I did finish my homework because that dick, Chris Cook, apparently he'd finish his homework even though he has no arms and no legs. But I was guilty of not finishing my homework from time to time. So,
but just because you're a rebel.
I'm a rebel.
Right.
Yeah.
You can write.
Can I write with a pen or am I a good writer as in talented?
Are you, how many books have you written is what I'm asking.
I'm in the process of writing one.
Are you really?
It's a picnaw. I am actually.
Oh, come on.
People have been telling me forever, you should write a book. So I'm working on it. But yeah, I have very good penmanship or handwriting. Yeah.
That's epic.
I have a lot of patience.
That's what I think.
And I hate messy writing. Drives me insane. People say I have girly writing.
Is it cursive?
Both.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No one does cursive anymore.
I'm not just a one trick pony.
Is your book gonna be handwritten in cursive?
That would be
ironic.
That's like
a really good idea.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to say I have like great ideas, but that's a really great idea.
I'll put that in into consideration.
You have to rewrite every time you make a mistake.
Only if you write the foreword. Maybe the foreword.
The forward. I feel like I'm more of an end in backward. The back. Can I write the backward?
Yes. Please. You would be very fitting for the backwards part of the book.
Or, oh my gosh, every page that you write,
You could write the number in it.
No. If Mia can write numbers.
She wrote the number 68 like a champ.
Every page.
But how does she 69?
Every page is going to be 69.
There we go.
What page are you on? 69. What page are you on now? 69. No, I want to write days. Like, you write the book, and then on the back of every page, I write the backward book.
Okay. The mirror image of it?
Exactly.
So people can sit in a mirror and read my book.
Yes.
Because that is a thing now.
Or like the Plague pessimistic the version of your book.
You could sit in your lobby and write.
Oh, read yeah, the dude, book. It's so creepy, those mirrors.
There's a lot of mirrors.
That lobby is where all the people have died. It always has like, there's always like
I appreciate
weird...
you telling me that before I came here.
Welcome. You're next.
There we go.
No, there's always like weird shit on the floor that looks like blood. And there are those weird mirrors and it always smells so funky. I feel so embarrassed taking people into the lobby.
I have a bit of a cold, so I'm glad I didn't smell your lobby.
I always get him to come like buzz people in.
I know.
I'm like,
that.
I can't fucking be in this lobby. Like, I can't
I'll
let
right
them know
let
that
in,
I know
then,
this is.
And then you have a beard and dark hair. Well, you have dark hairs.
We're one person. So when I say I'm coming, it could very well just be a tall Indian man with a beard.
The royal eye.
Yep. Wait, I also wanted to know, how do you know? Because April Wilkner.
The beautiful and lovely and talented April Dawn Wilkner.
Yeah, she's been on Too Dumb to Tame. She's an alum. How did you two meet?
We met through a mutual friend, Justin Baldoni. This is so LA, where I'm gonna name drop. He plays Raphael on Jane the Virgin.
Oh shit!
But yeah, no, we it was at a baby shower / Mother's Day thing last year.
That's convenient, baby shower / Mother's Day.
Yes, it was very
two birds, one baby.
So that's exactly what the theme.
Because I met
just
you
throwing babies at birds. Yeah.
Pin the baby on the donkey.
anywho, yeah. So that's first time I met April, but April and my girlfriend Allie also had other mutual friends, so it was inevitable that I would grace April's life with my partial presence.
Because you kill me,
and we're really good friends now. She's like my buddy.
I love April.
She's a beautiful person that I can actually, she's like a guy friend, actually. Like
yeah.
A really tall.
The most beautiful guy friend you could ever hope for.
Yeah.
Because she's so tall and beautiful. I always just expect her to not be nice.
But she's
the sweetest human ever.
I don't know why I hang around people like that. I'm 3'6".
Well, I met you for the first time with her.
Well, yeah.
So, and I was like, man.
I actually, the only reason I hung out with April is so I could make it onto Too Dumb to Tame. So April, if you're listening, we're friends off now.
Signing off.
Quit sending me your Justin Bieber, sorry, dance videos.
And you've met her stuffed animal.
I have definitely met her
Boo-boo?
Stuffed up.
Bobo. Is that his name?
Bobo.
Bobo. Bobo. Sorry. Bobo.
We actually tried to play a prank on April. I have a gorilla / ape costume. And we tried to scare the shit out of her. It didn't really work because she saw Allie way up in the corner with the camera.
Come on.
But it was worth a shot. But yeah, we know her.
Because I was like, are you a modelizer? I was like, maybe you only hang with models.
Yes.
Because I saw you with her and I was like, damn.
Tall, leggy models
yeah.
is my shtick.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You,
have you seen that Sex and the City episode?
I have never watched Sex and the City. I'm sorry.
Excuse me? You should be sorry. No, there's an episode.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I
you should be sorry.
If you would have told me to watch all seasons before I came on.
I have some prep for you if you could watch the Modelizer yeah. episode. Which is funny because our April and I, how we met, was in an acting class with Josh Pice, who teaches this acting technique-ish called Committed Impulse. But he's also in the Sex and the City episode.
Okay.
He's the modelizer, and he only dates models.
Okay. Well, you could... What? Allie is very, very beautiful as well.
Yeah, dude, your girlfriend is a badass.
Yeah.
And she dresses like a lady.
She does. Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah.
No, she is beautiful, and I hate when she wears shoes that make her taller.
I know. I saw her in the wedges. Yeah, I was like, man, just making it. It's rude. Rubbing it in.
I think it's rude, personally. I hope you trip and scrape your knees.
Still love I've given you. Up on heels. My boyfriend's so tall that I'm just like, even in heels, I'm not getting close.
Well, and I don't know what, she has nothing to prove. She's still got me by 2 feet.
And that's where she gets her little kick.
She's yeah. Just like, just rubbing my nose in it a little
check
bit
these
more.
Out.
Yeah. You know that light switch you dream of every 1 in 100 dreams? I can reach it.
In your other dream, she's across the room. All the light switches, she's like, check these out.
Yep. Various heights.
Wait, I also wanted to ask you a million things. Do you see a difference in how like children react to seeing you or meeting you versus adults?
Yeah, like kids. Well, kids vary. Some are really they get scared. Most of them though are just like, boom, I don't care. What happened to you? How do you do this? Ask every single freaking question that comes to mind. And some stuff like, how, really? That?
That's
of all the things that you can ask me, you want to know how I pick my nose or whatever.
I was just thinking that. I was thinking, what would it be, remember? A kid?
Yeah. And Allie has fingers too. Push comes to shove.
Like, babe, get in here.
She's fallen asleep.
You perch your nose onto her fingers. I used you last night.
What are you doing? Nothing.
I'm not doing anything. You're picking my nose.
Don't scratch your face. Just don't scratch your face. If you are, use your right hand. The question,
like
what was the
no
question?
Kids
oh, yes,
adults.
They have no filter. And honestly, adults want to ask all the same questions, but they've been conditioned to be polite. It's rude to ask questions. And I invite it. I would rather spend a couple minutes answering a couple questions and give them the right answer than for somebody to make an incorrect assumption. Because like I said, people will see me and think, geez, must have been really rough. And yeah, it's been far from. So,
do you ever wish, like, do you ever make up like a lion came at me? Do you ever feel like it's not like people are like disappointed in your story?
Sometimes I feel they wish it was a little more epic. Like, I've actually done the States, being that you guys are so active in the world community and wars compared to Canada. I get asked if I'm a veteran a lot when I'm down in the States. And I remember this one guy we met in Belfouche, South Dakota.
Belfouche,
South Dakota. We were on our way to Deadwood. And he kept saying, he was a little full. It was in a bar. And he said, I want to thank you for what you did for our country. I said, first of all, I'm not a veteran and I'm Canadian. And he goes, I want you to, he was an Army Ranger. And he had his jacket on. He said, I want you to have my Ranger jacket and blah, 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 blah. Again, I'm not a veteran and still Canadian. And he insisted I have this jacket and he wanted me to wear it out. But the sleeves were too long and I was running over the sleeves on my longboard and it just, like, can I just carry it, please? It's like, no, you deserve to be wearing that for what you did for our country. I'm like, no.
I didn't do anything.
No. So I just... Eventually, I just obliged. Like, you know, it was
rough. You're welcome.
Yep. You're welcome.
Now carry me down these stairs.
So yeah, a lot of times people think I'm a veteran, and then when I just tell them I was born like this, like
well, so all that stuff I had my
I was gonna call you a hero, but. Now you're just breathing the same air as me.
Can I get my coat back? Sir, someone's just chasing you trying to get their coat back.
Years later. You didn't tell me you were Canadian. Yes, I did. You were drunk. I've made up little stories. But I remember once my buddies made up this really horrible story and this mother got really mad at me because of it. I didn't make up the story. It's these
their
idiots.
Fault.
yell at them, please.
Wait, you also work for, what's the company, the War Amps?
So yeah, in Canada, there's an organization called the War Amps. And they were started, it was a support group for guys coming back from the First and Second World Wars. And then in 1975, they started the CHAMP program, which is the Child Amputee Program. And it's an amazing organization, unlike anything else in this world. Funding for prosthetic limbs. In Canada, the government covers most of the cost for most artificial limbs for everyday use. But, like, you know, sports limbs, you know, like ski legs, swim arms, like very specific prosthetics like that, they'll jump in and cover full cost of that. And,
Holy shit.
So it's amazing because, you know, when you're born missing a limb or you lose a limb, the thing you want the most, I guess, would just to be normal, like everybody else. And, you know, participating in sports and extracurricular activities is normal. And if you couldn't learn how to play the piano because you're missing a hand and an adaptation is thousands of dollars, or you want to, you know, swim, but a swim leg because your regular leg can't go in the water is, you know, thousands of dollars. So just little things like that. Definitely. The War Amps, the CHAMP program is amazing. And
it's in Canada.
It is Canada. Yeah. And, I mean, there's down here, you have the Shriners and a couple of organizations, but yeah, the CHAMP program is definitely an organization that's very near and dear to my heart. And I still help out with them as much as I can.
Man. Also, I guess I was wondering, what you would want to tell people who, like, want to be more aware or helpful or something. Because I feel like the main thing in my head is, like, access. Like, yeah. Being able to get in and to places that you should be able to get in and to that are not necessarily built for.
Yeah, you. I mean, accessibility is a big issue for a lot. I'm lucky. I'm fairly capable to get in. You know, if a building doesn't have ramps or whatever, I can get up the stairs, no problem. You know, I don't have to sit in the accessible seats at a baseball game. Or when we were in Cambodia going through the temples, I mean, I could go into all the different temples in Angkor Wat that I wanted to, but there's a lot of that, honestly. They could wheel a person up into a wheelchair to the entrance, but beyond that, there wasn't a whole lot of options available to them. So, but then, you know, it's like, well,
even like doorknobs, or doors in general.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can get into most doors. I mean, there's door handles. Sometimes they're really high, or, you know, shower heads and stuff like that. You stay in hotels, and the towels are always ridiculously high up above the toilet.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even reach our cabinet.
That's so. Sometimes a chore. But
do you bring something? Do you have like a?
You know, I usually find a way. I have golf ball retriever. I'm able to usually climb up onto a countertop or up onto the toilet and stand up on my one leg, and, you know, you figure out a way. But everything but just call the front desk and say, hey, can you come and put the towels down?
Does your girlfriend keep, like, stuff from you that she doesn't want you to have high?
Well, we've always joked around. If I still wore my legs and we got into a fight, she just put my legs up where I can't reach them.
My older sister was getting on a flight a long time ago, and she's so the opposite of me. She's, like, really sweet and nice and, like, quieter and shyer.
How come I didn't get to meet her?
Killed her. That's what the blood
in the lobby.
In the lobby is. Love her so much, I had to get rid of her. She was trying to get on an airplane. She was trying to, like, squeeze into this aisle. She was in the middle seat or something. And she was trying to, like, hint, like, can you move? Because I'm trying to get to the middle seat. And she was, like, so shy that she was just sort of trying to squeeze. And then finally the woman or man, took off their leg. Oh. It's because they weren't moving because they couldn't move their bottom. And my sister turned. She's so pale and just bright red. She just sat there and didn't
fantastic.
Get unread until.
Oh. See, if I was that guy, I would have come on the show and told that I would lead with that story.
Wait, can you?
Or put that leg in the overhead storage bin.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. So when you open it up, it falls out.
Stuff has moved in the overhead, or just legs flying.
Yes.
Somebody grab my leg.
Yeah, it's just set up the foot so it's constantly tapping impatiently. Are you there yet? Are you there yet?
To buzz the or beep the flight attendant to be like, could you put my legs up for me, please?
I need to put my feet up.
Dude, you have like all the jokes you can do.
See,
like you have everything.
My friends that are listening to this are going to tell you, that's about the 8 millionth time I've heard that, you know, he has a disarming personality joke. So, yeah.
Well, I just love your spirit, though.
I think they do, too.
They're like, no. Nope.
If they don't,
if you're listening,
if they don't, they've led me to
tweet at me at me a pinch off if this is true or false.
This is call-in show.
Wait, where do you work now? Because you said you still work, you still work on a farm.
Yeah, I still help out on the farm when I'm home and not busy speaking. But yeah, the speaking is my full time gig.
And
it's kind of fun. It takes me everywhere. So when I'm in various cities speaking, I've started to reach out to comedy clubs. Like, hey, can I get some time while I'm... Yeah, absolutely. Come on out.
I always complain, always, just in general. It's like my thing. No, but not anymore. Because if Chris
Not
can,
after today.
Mia, definitely, maybe.
And I'll listen to the next show. Like, nothing but complaints.
No, I complain that most anyone that I've ever gone up after... at a show is always taller than me and they don't lower the mic stand.
Yes.
And I hate, especially as a woman, I see a lot of female comics open their set by being like, this mic stand's so heavy. Watch me move it. Like, they're like a little uncomfortable and it is like, sometimes it's heavy and I'm like, sure. But like, the more you talk about it, the more they're like, wow, that woman can't lift a mic stand. So I get annoyed because I'm like, I just can't reach it. So I'm going to look like an idiot when I'm like, can someone help me? I'm just a girl.
Yeah.
You know? But then your mic stand would
Could
be
lower. Somebody help me?
Lower.
I'm just an amputee.
Yeah. If I followed you, because your mic stand would be.
You'd have
raise
to
it.
Go down to your knees.
Ooh.
And
maybe that'll be my thing.
Yeah.
Comedy on all fours. Just get down there. Got to find something.
Go
you got
so,
a longboard.
So many.
I got nothing. I'm just
right
a
there.
Weak woman with lots of complaints.
When the host is introducing me, you know, all right, we got another great comic for you coming up here tonight. And then he's pissing around with the mic stand, and then he lowers it as low as it can go. And if people haven't seen that I'm in the building and I'm going to be one of the next comics, I can just feel the looks of... Puzzled looks all like, all right, is Vern Troyer coming up next? Billy Barty, but I know he's not around in it. Is that Brian Cox? That's who it is.
That's so, yeah, because I saw
Peter
one of
Dinklage.
Your pictures.
But
oh,
no.
Yeah.
But no,
he's
it's
my number one.
Just Chris Cook.
He's on my celebrity bone list. Like, if I don't know if you and your girlfriend have this, maybe you would like to have one. You like a list of someone, like, if you met that you'd both be like, it's cool, go
right.
Get them.
Well, mine
Peter
is mine because of the name, or
I just love
you
him.
Love Game of Thrones.
No, I don't even, I like Game of Thrones a lot, but
okay.
I think he's epic.
The Station Agent, did you ever see that one?
Mm-mm.
I think that was a Canadian movie, actually. The Station Agent,
I also think maybe it's like an ego thing because he's smaller than me, maybe.
So,
because I'm so used to looking
the
up
mic
to
stand
everyone.
Would be fine if he was,
yeah,
yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, Peter, but he's like an epic man, but smaller than me.
I think I've been very clear with Allie that I would leave her for Miranda Lambert or,
I was just talking about like a one night fling.
Oh,
you're like,
okay.
I would leave her. I have
All
been
right.
very clear, our relationship will be over. Wait, who's Maria?
Miranda Lambert, I grew up on a farm, so I like country music.
Is this going to be like, is this like Shania Twain, but Canada?
Well, Shania Twain is Canadian, but Miranda Lambert's actually from Texas, yeah.
Why can't I find a picture? Why is Yahoo coming up?
I don't know.
This is because we were just talking about, oh, mm-hmm.
Well, she used to date the dude from The Voice, or she used to be married to the dude from The Voice.
Is she single and ready to... mingle?
I don't know. I don't actually pay that close attention to that stuff. But I feel like if Allie and I have an agreement, that she probably already has an agreement in place once I come around.
But so who's, does Allie have a person?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm selfish.
You're like, this is mine. Anyway, gotta go.
Do whatever you want.
Just in case I ever meet her.
No, I would never leave my girlfriend for Miranda Lambert or anybody else.
You got so serious.
If anything.
I have made it very clear.
If anything.
I won't even give her a phone call. Nothing. She'll never. She'll just, one day I was there, one day I wasn't. She'll know what happened to Miranda. I would
send her a photo via text message. You will understand what's going on now.
Your girlfriend was wearing like white pants and like a tan, like
she's beautiful.
So Cali.
I would be an idiot to mess that up. I would.
Maybe Miranda can join. Maybe this doesn't have to be an all or nothing. Maybe it can be an all or all.
I've already got my hands full.
Dude, I can't. I got to do something. I'm going to have to get rid of something because I feel like...
I just
got to get rid of something on me to have, you know, when the jokes are running low, I'll be like, someone take this off. It'll give me material. Recently, when I like don't have material, I realized if you just go into an Urban Outfitters... and listen to any two girls talking. Gems.
Really? I don't know if I've even ever been into an Urban Outfitters.
You don't want to.
All right. Well, maybe if I need material.
Yeah, yeah. Then go in and listen.
If I go into an Urban Outfitters, I would be a great conversation starter.
Ooh.
Should we do an experiment? We could. There would be a very good social experiment in there somewhere.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
I have so many things I want to, I just want to like
so that's actually
be you.
Something I would love is to be a fly on the wall to the conversations that I know damn well are happening because I want to hear what's being said. Not because I'm going to be offended by it, because it's going to be a very, very good laugh.
Because people without meeting you don't know, I guess, that you're awesome, but it's also just everyone's like fear. Because I feel like you're the kind of person who'd want to be included or be like,
oh, yeah.
I'll make a funnier joke than you're making. Like, I just want to be a part of it.
That's all you've got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I met you, I afterwards felt so shitty. Because I was like, when you left, I wanted to shake your hand.
Yeah.
And shake I was like.
Appendage.
Right. give me that thing. No, I didn't know what to do. But I was like, is it more uncomfortable for you to have someone like ask that? And I was like, that's not fair. Like, you're just leaving. Why do you have to be asked, like, what do I do when you leave?
Yeah. How do I say goodbye to your people?
I'm not saying goodbye. I'm just saying I'll see you soon. Yes. No, and I feel like, I guess you said before, you prefer if people just.
What's the awkwardness is on everyone else. I'm fine.
That's the thing. Everyone's in their own
little
head.
They're creating that awkwardness because...
How could I think that you haven't gotten that before?
How do I shake your hand?
Like, just slap whatever you want. Face,
just
like,
don't pat
you.
Me on the head.
Oh, that's a good one.
I hate that one.
I've been patted too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very... yes.
But I guess good then puppy. You could like sock it to him in the balls.
I could. Yeah.
Because, you know.
I feel that's a bit of an overreaction.
Just giving you a little pat goodbye. You're like, say goodbye to your balls.
Boom. Oh, that was excessive. No, you won't see me later.
You won't see your balls ever. Yeah. Bye. Wait, what do you have coming up? What are you up to other than the marathon, which you're going to win?
Yeah, I just... continuing to travel around speaking. I have Apple coming up in July in Cupertino. And what else?
And your Google Talk is awesome. If y'all want to check that out, it's on your website.
Yeah, Talks at Google. That was fun. Pretty cool to be able to say that I've spoke at Google.
What's the experiment you did? It was awesome. Oh,
the water bottle.
No, the picture.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You asked an audience member to come up.
Got them to take a picture on
their
cell phone
their
without
hands.
Using their hands. Yeah. Yeah, that was... Yeah, I never did that one, so I figured
that
it'd be
was
kind
genius.
Of a cool Android experiment at Google.
Because you can use your phone. And
I can use my phone, yes.
But the coolest thing that I never thought of is the Zoom. requires two fingers. So you use your mouth.
Yeah, and it looks like I'm making out with my phone.
And I thought my phone, I have like so much cheek sweat on my phone, but you just have like...
That's why I don't wear lipstick.
Yeah, just a lot of lip gloss.
Yeah.
That'd be a rough day, just phone stuck to your mouth.
Oops. Yeah, good thing it's not metal in Canada.
But that guy couldn't even log into his phone. You let him cheat.
Let him cheat, yeah.
Because you're like, shut it down, do the password and everything without your hands.
Yeah, I was being a bit of a hard ass on that one.
No, but
you know
that's
what?
The game. That's the name of the fucking game. Yeah,
it's called life.
Yeah,
all right?
Eat it.
You don't get to just log back into your phone with your fingers in life now, do you?
Yeah, where's your thumbprint now?
Yeah.
No, he was dropping his phone all over the place. I was like, man,
this guy. In his defense, I don't think he'd ever done that before.
Right.
He'd figure it out.
Maybe. That guy, I don't know.
He eventually got video. Poor guy. Because
that specific man just seems like not for him.
He got fired from Google because he couldn't operate his phone without his hands. Poor guy.
Damn it, what did we teach you guys? You must always be able to use the phone.
That was the part of the Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn movie that got cut out. Yeah, the whole... Yeah.
Which movie?
Internship. Was it Luke Wilson or Owen Wilson? Yeah.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have the Apple Talk.
Yeah, marathon. And still trucking around, doing comedy here and there. Getting ready to... we want to trek up to Everest Base Camp in April of 2017 to raise money for people with disabilities in Nepal. So that's a pretty big one on the horizon. April 2017 will come quicker than you think. So yeah, lots of cool stuff on the go.
Whoa, dude.
And then whatever anybody is suggesting, I'm open to suggestions. Hey, you should try skydiving. Sure. Why not? You should try sea kayaking. Sure. Why not? I will never say no.
No, just because you don't like the way, because no one likes the way it sounds.
I'm a yes
man.
I
really want to say the N-word, but I can't. So I'm going to go with yes.
Yes.
Yes, I'm in. And suddenly you're on a kayak. You're like, I never wanted this.
There we go.
I want to do, if you ever need like a sidekick.
Okay.
For traveling is my favorite thing in the world.
I love traveling.
In the world. Favorite thing in the world. Huh.
They're ironic.
See what I did there?
Clever.
I'm going to go kill myself. Be right back.
Yeah, no.
If you ever need a travel buddy.
Love traveling.
But I'm not much help with, like, I just want to travel.
Okay.
But I can do, like, I'm really good at organization.
Okay.
If you need, like, stuff color coordinated before we head out. I'm great at folding clothes.
Well, I'm okay at that. But, you know, you can always have a good
clothes what else? Folder I can,
on the road.
I can speak Spanish.
I can't do that, so that opens
done,
up
South sold. America. Even if we don't go anywhere that
there we go.
Wouldn't need that, I can still just be like, I can do that. That's why I'm here. So everyone just calm the fuck down.
There we go.
All right. And
you
I'm bossy, so I could tell people what to do. Because you seem nice. You seem maybe like a nice guy.
That's why I have a girlfriend. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. She's not very bossy at all, thankfully.
Your girlf?
Yeah, my girlfriend. She, we're...
She's funny, too.
She is funny. She is.
She's an all-around great babe. What I'm saying is, what's her phone number? Because you came here to get rid of April and to get on Too Dumb to Tame. I came here to get rid of you and to get with your girlfriend.
Okay.
Do you see what I think? Everyone.
All right.
It's a circle of fucking life.
So where does Miranda Lambert come in now if you're just stole my girlfriend from me?
No way. Like, she's just not a part of this anymore at all.
All right, so.
She's going to blog about it. She's going to sing about it.
I'm left sitting on the curb. By myself, without arms and legs, you are a horrible host.
Yeah, and April's a model. April's still beautiful. And Miranda Lambert.
I got a little preemptive chasing April out of my life.
Miranda's going to make a song.
He's
sitting on the side of the road, ain't got no arms or legs, he don't. April Wilkner's tall and beautiful, Mia's got a girlfriend.
There we go, that's...
And she's a terrible host. Check out her podcast, Too Dumb to Tame.
And now you got a jingle to open up your show with.
Shit. We made magic. It was just
full
for
circle.
Me.
Yeah. This thing came full circle.
Thanks for helping me. Help me.
My goal in life is to make you happy. If you're not happy, I am just uncomfortable.
I'm always uncomfortable. People talk about comfort zones, and I'm like, you have a whole zone? Because I've never once felt fucking comfortable.
I've read about those things before.
Dude, like, I never go out. I think people think, because I'm insane, that I'm, like, out and about and doing stuff. And I'm like, have gone out. Like, I can count how many times on my hand to like something that's not a stand up show out in LA. I'm really cool, is what I'm saying.
You have cats.
Two of them. Thank you for pointing that out, Chris. So glad to have you here. Yeah.
Well, that's our show for today.
But yeah, I'm never comfortable at all, but I think people think I am. But you know, if you can, I can. And if I can, we can. If we can, she can. And if she can, he can. And if he can, Miranda Lambert definitely can.
We were all going to do the can-can.
Ooh. Oh, and if the can-can can.
I don't know.
And a woodchuck could chuck wood. Who can't? Man, that is the backword of your book. I think I just got my first draft done.
There we go. This thing is going to fly off the shelves.
Thanks for being here, Chris. You are amazing. Check him out at ifican.ca. And he's the coolest person I've ever met. So I know he for sure is the coolest person you've never met. But you've heard him, so you're close. You're almost there. Thanks, Chris.
Set the bar pretty high. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Ooh. Thanks again, Chris, for being here. Remember to check him out at ifican.ca. You can. ifican.ca. Because you can do it. All right, I'm done. If you like what you hear inside your ear hole, if your ears are wet, if they are, in fact, a slip and slide, give us a badass review and a 5-star rating on iTunes. Go. I dare you. I double dog dare you. And most importantly, spread the too dumb to tame word like the herp. Please. We're also on Google Play Music for you Androiders. Now you can enjoy it. All right. If you're doing Amazon shopping, I see you. I see you, P. Start it from our homepage, toodumbtotame.com. Nothing changes for you, and we get a little kick in the tush. And you know you want to kick me in the tush, so go ahead with your bad self. And when you're done shopping there, shop some more. Shop till you goddamn drop. Go to society6.com/too-dumb-to-tame and get your very own certified Too Dumb Too Tame merch. Because you can be too dumb to tame and you can look good while you do it. New episodes every Monday and Friday. Thanks for listening, you fine, fantastic, fresh, funky freaks. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking to you. Have an awesome Monday. I hope it is a fun day. I hope it is a motivational Monday. And I hope it is a Mia Monday. Woo. Make that trend. All right. Do it. As always, if you were offended by anything on today's episode, why are you still listening? I'm asking you.
This is too dumb to tame. People are always asking me, like, why can't you ride a zebra? Like a horse. And I'm always telling them, it's because they're too dumb to tame.
I'm not gonna lie, but literally,
they're too dumb to tame.
It's because they're literally too dumb to tame. Put that in your PB&J.